sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The word acknowledge the Lord in all your ways doesn't mean that. Though we acknowledge Him, the word goes much deeper. That word acknowledge means to know. Now, what does that mean to us? Whenever you acknowledge the Lord, even in a situation you don't understand, God will give you to know something. Amen. Amen. Somebody will get that later. When you go, see, he said, acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll direct your path. When we acknowledge, God says, I'm going to cause you to know. That's why whenever you call on the name of Jesus, in trouble, call on the name of Jesus. He'll show you the way. Amen. When you have a need, call on his name. And he'll show you where the need can be met. Why? Because he's already met the need. You just don't know where it's met at. Come on, whatever he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. In other words, I want to get in all your business so I can make you to know. And I'm everything you need. See, everything you need is in his presence. I said, everything you need, what you think you need out there ain't out there, it's in his presence. What you thought you needed out there ain't out there, it's in his presence. That's why he said, just come to me. What you desire will be in my presence. He already knows what we desire. He knows what we need. He knows what we lack. He knows where we are. He knows everything. Everything's in him. As a matter of fact, he is wisdom. Come on. See, some folks trying to figure stuff out. Good to read books. Read a lot of books. But Christ is wisdom. So in other words, I'm trying to figure all this out scientifically and all that, when all I need to do is go over here to Jesus, who is wisdom. And he'll tell me what them books couldn't tell me, what them books still trying to figure out. Jesus said, oh, you know, I'm the author of all of this. I can tell you just in a word. Amen. Why? His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Tell somebody, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Tell somebody right now, stop all that sweating. You know, Adam named all them animals, did all that stuff in the garden, and not a drop of sweat. Because he was in the presence of God. It was only after he was driven out of the garden that sweat appeared. It got laborious. It got difficult. In the presence, it wasn't difficult at all. I can imagine he could work all the time. No sweat, no tiredness. Huh? Well, that principle is alive, is real today. Amen. Tell somebody, stop straining. Start training. Train your mind. He whose mind is stayed on me, I will keep him in perfect peace because he trusts me. Amen. We must learn the way of peace. Peace is not just the absence of something. It's the presence of a person. Person, Holy Spirit. God is not just a lover, he is love. God is not just a peace giver, he is peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Amen? Okay, I want to lay that foundation because it's so important. And here's what's really important. And I'm going to do a little demonstration here. But here's what's real important. Our obedience, if you're going to learn the way of peace, then you must exemplify obedience in conflict. In other words, you tell someone, hold your peace in conflict. And when I say hold your peace, doesn't mean just shut up. Because see, somebody can shut up and they ain't at peace. They about to explode. They ain't saying nothing. Watch them folk. That don't get mad, they get even. Watch them. When we talk about holding peace, that means holding the peace in your mind. Keeping your mind stayed on him. In conflict. See, so many search for so many things outside of Christ. When everything you need is always in him. It's simple. So plain, so easy. We miss it a lot of times. Because we listen to other voices tell you, you know, look over here. You know, if you do this, then you'll be like God. If you do that, then that'll make it all. No, we are complete in him. Come on, let's keep it simple. Let me say stupid. Let's keep it simple. In him. Everything you need is in him. Say that with me. Everything I need forever is in him. So what does that mean? I occupy myself with him. See, some got to understand this. You occupy yourself with him. Jesus only occupied himself with the Father. And everything was always provided for. All your provision. If it doesn't make us oblivious or dumb or, you know, a nerd or, you know, just somebody that don't know where they're going. No. When you are occupied with him, your spiritual senses are heightened. Amen. How many understand that? Amen. Your spirit sense is heightened. You hear things in the spirit. God will show you things about people, about situations, without you asking questions. You'll see people in visions. Gehazi, did not my heart go with you when you ran after the chariot? Amen. So it takes a whole lot of stress off of you. It ain't gonna rain at my word. Whew. But it's important. Maintaining obedience in conflict. You cannot resort any longer to the fight or flight syndrome. God don't want you throwing down your weapons and running in the day of battle. Amen. 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 You are armed to the teeth. Ephraim in Psalm 78 were armed, carrying bows, but turned back in the day of battle. A man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom. That's why you got to go deeper than your fear. Because God, in order to advance you many times, God gotta get you in a place where you have to face something. Now, what might be a fear for you might not be a fear for the next person. Amen. Might not be something that they can swat it like a fly, but for you, it's a big deal. Tell somebody, God wants you to face it. He wants to take you deeper than your fear. Hello? Getting quiet in here. I say he wants to take you deeper than your fear, but you got to face some things. The vision God gave you is bigger than you. Yes, it is. I said, the vision God gave you is much bigger than what you can do yourself. If what you can do yourself, you can do yourself. If what you're doing, you can do yourself, then that's your vision. That's not God's vision. But if what is ahead of you, you know you can't do yourself, that you could never do it yourself, I believe that's God's vision. Because it requires God being with you. Okay, I need some volunteers. I need, let me see. I need two to come up here with me. Don't everybody just, you know, run at one time. Okay, two guys, come on. Come on up here. This is Aaron and her. All right? Now I need a Joshua. Here comes a Joshua. All right, all right. Come on, Josh. Dr. Joshua. Stay down here. All right. Now I need about three to be Joshua's army. Come on, give me three. That'll come on. Come on, come on, Joshua's army. Come on, come on. Here we go. Three, right here. Stand behind Joshua. Joshua, face this way. Right there, yeah. All right. This is his army. Now, I need another army. Come on, give me. Okay. Okay. Give me one more. Somebody's coming up. All right. This is Amalek. Elder Amalek. and his army. Okay. Oh, we even got three. Oh, we outnumbered two, huh? That's good. That's good. Stay. Everybody stay. Okay, so we got Joshua's army and we got Amalek. Now, the law of first reference, this is the first battle. So you can always look at the first and determine how God's going to operate all the way through. You look in the book of Genesis, it's the book of beginnings. There are laws there that are applicable all the way through the scripture. It'll work the same way all the time. This is the first battle. Israel had come out of Egypt and they were sojourning through the wilderness, minding their own business. Now, mind you, with Israel, there were about 3 million. Some say 3 to 6 million people. God was feeding them every day. They had cattle, they had sheep, they had oxen. And so for them to be coming a certain pathway, Amalek, who was in the promised land, for them to be coming that many people, they wanted to defend not only their land, but their pastures. They didn't want their cows and everything, eating up everything. So what they did, Amalek came up behind them and started slaying the feeble, the weak, the elderly, the ones that were behind the camp. Okay, so God said he was going to have trouble or war with Amalek for generations. Okay, so I want you to see something here on fighting for your life. Their goal, their destiny, their path was leading them to the promised land, the Zoe life, the land that flows with milk and honey. They met an adversary that was bent on stopping them from entering in. Now, what we need to know about the Israelites and Joshua, number one, they were very, very, let me say it this way, they were not well armed. They had just come out of slavery. They were still murmuring and complaining. Why we got to go fight? Thank God for Joshua. Come on, I want you to get the picture. They weren't armed well. They weren't trained. You know, like a bunch of farmers. Just got their stuff, you know, got a hoe, a shovel, a stick. This is how they were armed. This is the first battle.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com.